since Wembley has been rebuilt, we, as a conference, thought it was a great place to hold the promotion final each year. We've managed to do that, except for this year, due to the Champions League final, which has affected a lot of football, not just the conference. Now, last season and previously, Wembley Stadium will take 90,000 spectators. So we've always got plenty of space at that stadium to hold it. But it is not a cheap stadium to operate. The operating costs are tremendous, as they are on most modern stadiums, which require policing, stewarding, and all the other backup facilities, which a lot of fans probably don't see. Now, last year and the year before, the pricing, the top price ticket was £40. Now, that has not changed this year, except for £1 increase, which has been put on to reflect the rise in VAT duty since last year. Now, last year, Oxford took 30,000 fans, York took 9,000 fans, and we had just over 42,000, so Wembley was approximately half full. This year, we had to choose a stadium which replicated what the promotion final was about. We wanted a first-class stadium. We spoke to several Premier clubs, and at the end of the day, we chose the Manchester City Stadium because we felt it held the right number, which is 47,000, and we've kept the price in exactly the same, with a couple of, well, one difference. Basically, at Manchester City Stadium, they've got three levels. They have Tier 1, which is at the ground level, and the prices there will be £41 or concessions at £18. On Tier 3, which is obviously a bit up in the gods where Dave Anderson usually sits, it's £41 and £18 again. But at Tier 2, which is the same as Level 2 at Wembley Stadium, that is all priced at £41 because those are the best seats in the house.
Colin, just I'm way, way up here in the gods. Listen, I understand that Wembley Stadium is a massive, you know, the running cost to Harrit for any game is massive. But is there a difference in the running costs and the hiring costs of Manchester City's ground?
Not probably.
Not probably the best lager in the world?
No, David, I haven't got the actual figures in front of me, and we won't know what some of those figures will be until we actually know who the finalists are. And it seems quite strange that if I was Luton Town or I was AFC Wimbledon, I certainly would not be publishing things on the website about tickets for the final, because what better ammunition would I want as a Wrexham player or as a Fleetwood player to say...
Colin, with the greatest respect, that's not what I don't want to cover that. What I'm saying to you is that the reason I'm asking the question is, if there's a difference between the hiring costs of Wembley and the hiring costs of the City of Manchester Stadium, then the conference are making more money.
No. The conference does not make money out of it. The people who make money out of it are the two main competitors, the two main clubs, and there will be some allied funding out of that, which goes to the other 22 clubs who make up the Premier Division. So don't think this is conference. Don't think this is the board lining their own pockets. Of course they're not. The board of the football conference who set these prices do so for the benefit of the member clubs. And don't forget, the board is the member clubs.
Yes,
so,
but you know,
let's please get away that the conference are lining their pockets. The conference are not lining their pockets.
No, I'm not saying the conference are lining their pockets. I'm saying that the conference, if there's a difference in the hiring costs of Wembley and the City of Manchester Stadium, then the conference as a body are making more money to distribute whatever way they want. Point is that if you're doing that, then it's the punter who's paying more for his ticket to contribute to that. Now, that's the point that the people are making on the tweets and on the emails, is the cost of the price. Now, all I'm trying to establish is there a difference in the hiring costs, which means there would be more in the pot for the conference, not to line their own pockets, but to distribute to whatever they want.
David, when the tickets are sold, right, because obviously we're never sure of what ticket uptake there will be with any finalists. It doesn't matter whether that's the FA Trophy, the FA Vals or whatever. So tickets will be sold, whether they're Wembley Stadium, whether they're the Emirates Stadium, whether they're Manchester City or whether they're Old Trafford. They will be sold in sections, and they will keep moving the segregation around the stadium to accommodate the number of tickets that are sold. So if you go back to, let's have a look at Luton Town, when they last played in a final, which is at Wembley.
Colin, can
I understand they took 45,000 people.
Mm.
Now,
Colin, on that, just quickly.
To take 45. So we think this year, right, that the two teams who possibly should reach, because they were second and third, reach the final, there is a likelihood that the City of Manchester Stadium will be sold out.
But Colin, on your point there, Colin.
Can I just finish your point, though, Caroline? Last year, when we had a record attendance, Wembley Stadium was only sold half capacity. So what Wembley Stadium do there, as the tickets are released for sale, the top tier will not be opened. So therefore, we cut the cost down.
But
so
you're saying, Colin, you're saying, Colin,
will be the same as last year at Wembley.
Colin Peake, you are saying that the tier, you know, there's the third tier, which has the discount prices, the concession prices in it again. But on the statement on the website, if Luton's correct on theirs, which I take it to be as correct, it says that the third tier will only be opened once the first and second tier have sold out. So say you sell out the first tier and all the concessions go. In the second tier, you can't get concessions. So have everyone got to wait for the second tier to then sell out before concessions then go on sale in the third tier? So are you actually going to have people...
That sadly, Caroline, it's not our stadium. Therefore, we have to comply...
Then why take it? Why take it, Colin? Why take it?
Take it where?
Well, why accept it? Why accept the stadium as the ground for the final if there are certain, you
Caroline,
know, because that...
Caroline, can I tell you, can I tell all the fans listening on this radio, you go and hire a Premier League stadium, the same as Wembley Stadium. They all work to the same format.
Which is what?
They will
which is what?
Sections of the stadium in different batches.
And they charge. Sorry, Colin. Sorry, yeah, I'm listening. And this is the point. So they release the stadium in batches, and that the cost goes up accordingly. So when you hire Wembley or the City of Manchester Stadium, there isn't a set fee. It's not like an indie shop and ban a 20 cigarettes. It's done in blocks. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the tickets are sold in blocks. They have to. They all these stadiums, right? Even your local stadium comes under what they call a safety advisory group, who laid down the licensing condition of each stadium, right? So Premier League stadiums will operate reasonably to the same format right throughout. And therefore, we are dependent. We are the hirer. We cannot go into Wembley Stadium. We cannot go into Manchester City Stadium. We cannot tell them what they can do. We do not have the power to do that. We have to accept what they say their conditions of their license is, and we have to accept that and work with them. Can't work against them.